Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Because I speak of the pompousness of love.
People talk about DGS on KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Pretty gloomy out there. Dave said it should start raining anytime and rain till about midnight. Mike Elam is here. He's here every Thursday. And then on Fridays, we have Alvin Reed. How was your new year?
It was great. Just kind of talking earlier, it seemed like everybody I know, somebody got sick over Christmas.
Bad one.
Yeah. This was like the Christmas for doctors. Everybody ended up calling their doctor going, can you call in something for this? Because we're all sick.
When I'm sick, this will not surprise you, I love a lot of attention.
I could see that.
And this was not the season for that.
No.
Because it would be like, hey, how's your new year? And I'm like, oh, me pretty sick. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm in the hospital right now. You're like,
oh, that sucks.
Crap.
Wow. It just seemed like everybody that I knew, I mean, like we were talking about, my one-year-old grandson ended up in the hospital on Christmas Day and the day after down at Children's. We're so blessed, though.
Yes, we are.
To have such great medical facilities. And I was telling you that my grandson, when he was born, he had a heart defect that they knew about 3 months before he was born. And that's why he was born downtown at Big Barnes. And they moved him over to cardiac unit, cardiac ICU at Children's. God bless those people.
Yes.
They are awesome at what they do.
Amazing.
And people just, I don't think they really realize, because we're so blessed with riches here from a healthcare facility, of all the great things that we have in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And he, because of his heart issues, even though it was a respiratory infection, they put him back there. And, man, they took fantastic care of him.
Yeah.
And everything was great. So I was glad that he was back. But, Kevin, were you sick over the holiday? Or were you good?
No, I was out of town, so maybe there were no bugs out of town.
You didn't get sick.
I get sick. I'm a baby when I get sick.
I got to see Rachel for a little bit in the hallway because I got to fill in for Chris on the Chris and Amy show. When I saw you on the 2nd.
Yes.
So it was fun getting the text from Steve Moore at 2 a.m. or at 6 a.m. Hey, man, Michael Kelly can't, or John Hancock's sick. Can you come in? I'm like, yes, I can. I'm always here to fill in for John Hancock.
So it was you and Amy?
It was me and Amy.
Do you prefer being on with just Amy or just Chris?
You know,
you have to pick one, and you have to do it in a very mean way.
Yes.
Well, I would say from sitting, when she was sitting in your chair and I'm sitting in Kevin's chair and I'm looking across, I prefer to look at Amy.
It's a good answer.
Thank you very much. So it's funny how she's got this whole secret life of Chris that happens in Chicago with a separate whole family of wife and kids that he's up there seeing.
Yes.
And it is pulled off a whole persona that I think she's beginning to actually believe is real.
I think it's way darker than that. I think he goes along with that joke because he's like, please God, don't let him find out.
Keeps
what
him
I'm
off
really
the
doing.
Real scent.
Yes. It's like, hey, as long as you think that's what's happening in Chicago, let's go.
There are a couple people. Chris is one of them. I won't say the other because he's a public figure.
Okay.
But if,
and it's not me.
If it came out that they were an assassin, I'd be like, that checks. That makes sense.
I could completely see that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was just, I told you I just got back from Peoria because I3 Broadband is located in Peoria and that's my company. So I was up there. So I love to listen to audiobooks when I'm on the highway. It makes the time just disappear. And you're there in no time. And I get engaged in these stories. And I love Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan stories. Mm-hmm. And getting into those. So this one that I'm listening to right now, it sounds exactly like what is going on in the world at the moment. Hmm. And it's really scary. It's called Commander in Chief. It's not a new one from Clancy. It's an older one. But it's this whole thing of Russia is trying to take over the Baltic states again and redo everything that's going on there. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, a little too close to home.
And no, I'm like, did Putin get the idea from reading Tom Clancy books? Hey, you know, that sounds good. I should try that one day. This would be good.
Big question, but what do you think of the whole Venezuela thing that's gone down?
You know, I was surprised that it happened. I didn't have that on my bingo card. I really didn't. I thought he was really just
posturing.
Bombing. Yeah, I thought he was bombing the drug boats just to, that was the shiny object. So the thing I love about Trump, or I shouldn't say love, the thing I appreciate of how he works is a lot of times he'll hold up something and say, look at the shiny object. And he knows it's going to drive people crazy. And they focus on that and they just lose their mind over the shiny object that he holds up. In the meantime, he does this stuff on the side and says, well, that's what I really wanted to get done. So while you were losing your mind here, I went and did this and you didn't pay any attention to it because you were focused at this. It's the old magician trick, right? And he does it on a regular basis.
So dishonest subterfuge.
Exactly. But right, I thought right. This was what he was doing. And I'm like, well, guess not. I was wrong. He was actually going to go in. I was surprised. And again, talking about we're blessed with all these medical riches that we have in St. Louis, this was an amazing example of how kick-ass the United States military is. You go into a country like that. This is not like going into Grenada. You went into Venezuela and you pulled out the leader of a country and his wife and got them back here and lost nobody. Like, that's amazing. How do you do that? These guys are just, I shouldn't say guys, these American military people are so amazing. Just thinking of the logistics that you had to go through, getting in under the radar, all the talent and training that you had to go through to do that. You don't have to like the fact that he took a dictator off the board. You could be mad about all that stuff. But pause for a second and give kudos to the American military units that were able to go in and pull that off.
I agree.
I was just amazed.
I agree. And as I've said on the show in the last couple of days, I'm not going to shed any tears for Maduro.
No.
Bad guy.
Yes.
Good thing he's gone. I'm quite uncomfortable with the fact that we just went into this country after taking the president and said, yeah, we're going to run things.
Yep.
Came out today that they expect to run things for quote unquote years. And we're going to take the oil. And here's what we're going to do with it. Based on what? What is our authority other than the Stephen Miller authority, which is might makes right? I'm just not comfortable with that. I'm not a might makes right guy.
You know, I think there is a world that is possible where you are going to see the United States, Russia, and China divvy everything up and just take it. I know that sounds crazy, but I think it's an actual thing. Depending on who's running these countries, I could see it happening. Because if Trump has a deal with Putin and with Xi, and the three of them all agree, hey, you know what? Give me this hemisphere, you take that hemisphere, you take this one. we're all going to control these regions and we're going to do whatever we want. Europe really doesn't matter at that standpoint. That's a scary thought. That's a scary world. But, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility to see it happen. And it's one of those kind of things where I wonder, just like you see Putin doing all this stuff over in Europe, and you see Xi doing all this stuff with Taiwan and everything that's going on in that region, I wonder if this was Trump flexing his and saying, stay out of my area, I'll stay out of yours, I'll bluster like you do, but I'm really not going to do anything over there. You just stay out of my backyard and we'll be fine. I don't know if that's true, but man, if that's his plan, I think they got the message.
I think in those things, we tend to think too much like we think.
Say that again.
I think we all think of these things like we would see them. I don't think a dictator looks at that and goes, uh-oh, better stay in my lane. I just don't think it works that way. I don't think major superpowers, I don't think we look at China that way. I don't think China looks at us that way. And maybe how we regular folks look at an intimidating move and be like, oh, don't want to mess with that guy. I don't think any of them are worried about that.
I think what I said is an oversimplification of the world. But I do think that dictators, generally speaking, and I think this really applies to countries like Iran, it's not policy or any of that. It's all mine's bigger than yours. And I really believe the Stephen Miller thing of might makes right. I think dictator world, that is true. I think they believe if I can kick your butt, I'm good.
Nobody believes they can take us, though. If they did, they'd be coming at us.
I don't know.
China, they know they can't.
I think China may think they can, but I don't think, as the old saying goes, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze for China.
Well, again, the whole point is that, right? I mean, we do how many trillions of dollars of business with them? Why would they attack us?
But from our standpoint, to the extent, I don't mind being the biggest, baddest guy on the block. I've appreciated that for 61 years.
I'm with you.
But if we are transitioning into becoming a bad guy, if we're transitioning into becoming a bully, canceling all the U.S. aid stuff to foreign countries, you know, going to Venezuela, threatening to go militarily into Greenland.
Yeah.
I don't think boots are going to be on the ground in Greenland. But as I've said, I'm completely not okay with any president of the United States even floating in a kidding way, which he's not, about attacking a fellow NATO country.
I don't get the Greenland thing at all. I saw part of J.D. Vance's interview with Jesse Waters, and I don't get the Greenland thing. I don't understand why we can't make a deal and put a base there. That makes sense to me. I get that. And he's got a carrot to offer for putting a base there and helping secure that area. And I see Denmark having a win from that standpoint. The whole threatening of taking it, I don't get it. To your point, I don't know why you pick a war, you pick a fight with a NATO member. Although it's pretty clear he doesn't respect any of the NATO countries because he's felt like they've ridden on our dime for decades and he's just sick and tired of it. And I get that part. I'm sick and tired of that, too. We can't be the world's police force. You know, and we can't
afford everything.
If there's
anyone to not disrespect in NATO, it's Denmark, because they go above and beyond what they're supposed to spend. They lost, I believe it's more soldiers per capita than anyone in Iraq and Afghanistan. They stood shoulder to shoulder with us, and they're Denmark.
Right.
Like, I respect that.
And I don't, I go back to the fact of, I don't see the win. I don't understand why we're dead set in this. And I don't understand where his win is there. So that's the kind of thing. When he makes those calls, I just find it really amazing. And I know we're short on time, but I was thinking about this. So I'm at this dinner Tuesday night at Jonas in Peoria. Great place if you're in Peoria, great place to have dinner. So I'm talking with these people, and I just kind of had this sort of out-of-body experience of observer not really taking part of the conversation. But I think about how we talk about things from time to time. The majority of people I have noticed consider themselves independent. They don't really think of themselves as Republicans or Democrats. They think they're independent thinkers. And I'm sitting around this table with people who, on one side, I would say these are conservative people. When I hear them talk, and I hear them talk about things that they think are important, and we have these type of discussions, they're conservative people. And then the other folks who were at the table, I definitely consider them liberal. One of them actually moved to Iowa for a while in 2020 and worked on the Joe Biden campaign. You're a Democrat if you're working on the Joe Biden campaign. But they all said, you know, I'm more of an independent person. I'm not really that. And I thought, you know, it's interesting, Kevin, of how we view things and how they view things. It's interesting of how we view ourselves. And so many of us think we're just independent people and we think independently. But when we get to some of these kind of decisions, I start thinking, do we really? Do we really think independently? Like, we like to say that we do, but I'm curious to see how that proof works out in the pudding as we move forward.
Yeah, interesting concept. That's Mike Elam. Thank you, Mike.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Some people call me Maurice.
What's up, guys? DGS 425. Some rain on the way. If you're out west, you're probably already getting it. Dave Murray says it'll go till about midnight. Going to be kind of gloomy for the next couple of days. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, on Friday, our first day back, we talked a little bit about this problem going on X with Grok. Users are asking Grok to basically take photos, innocent photos of women and girls, and make them more sexual, a lot of times putting them in a bikini, putting them in a position that maybe they weren't before. And this problem is getting worse. Now, this is because of a mode on Grok called Spicy Mode, and it can be used to alter images of real people just through a conversation with the bot on X. So I could go on X and say, hey, Grok, take this picture of Dave Glover and put him in a bikini. And it will do that. When asked how the bot gets consent from this person having their photo altered in a sexual manner, Grok actually replied and said, I don't get consent from anyone because I'm an AI tool. I'm not a person who can ask for or obtain permission on behalf of users.
What a sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of sums it all up, doesn't it? Like, even the AI is being honest. Like, yeah, I don't care.
So you can block or disable Grok, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be able to modify your content. I mean, a user could upload a separate picture of you that they have saved from before and have Grok do
If
this.
You guys know this, does that mean that a human hit a certain keystroke or combination thereof that said, hey, if people want to see Dave Glover in a bikini, that's cool? Or is it more that they never even had that thought and the AI is just kind of learning?
No, the point of spicy mode is specifically to do things like this.
So that's
Grok was not originally able to make content like this. There was an update called spicy mode that now allows it. And it's not just happening to grown women. It's happening to teenage girls.
Damn.
And sometimes younger than teenage girls.
Who's Damn. The, there's somebody famous who's on this right now. No, it's Elon's ex.
Ashley St. Clair.
Yeah. And it's happening to her.
When she was a sexual image of her was created using a photo of her at the age of 14.
I'm shocked.
And we talked to Bree Smith about this, if you'll remember, former, I think Channel 5.
Yeah, Channel 5.
She had this
deep fakes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, she had this huge, essentially this exact same problem where people were creating fake nude photos of her using AI and then circulating them.
The difference is now is this is sanctioned by X. This was advertised as something you can do. And of course, people immediately start using it in the worst possible way. Something needs to be done immediately. And, you know, Grok has been prompted to write a heartfelt apology note about all of this because they realize there's a problem that needs to be fixed. But here's the problem. A robot, a computer, can't give you a heartfelt apology. It doesn't have feelings. You can't hold a robot or a computer accountable for something because they're not a person. So when we hand all this power over to AI like this and say like, yeah, have fun, there's no consequences except for the victims.
I'm a joker. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.